Welcome, folks, to tonight's Match Night Live preview show. I'm your host, Dermot Liddy. And with me in the studio tonight, I have Derry Journal's Kevin McLaughlin, and Institute Manager and former player for Derry City, of course, Paddy McLaughlin. Great to have you on, fellas. Well, Paddy, since the last time you were on, you hadn't even been crowned championship winners. I know you are. You start your premiership season against Newry at home in the Brandywell tomorrow. Give us your thoughts on that.
The last time we were here, we were a wee bit nervous going into the last couple of games, but no, fair play to the boys. They done the business, and here we are now. Big kickoff tomorrow in the Brandywell, so the boys are looking forward to it. All the tough work's been done in pre-season, so we're just looking forward to whistle blowing tomorrow and getting to work.
Good stuff, and that one over Derry City last week in the Billy Key Memorial Cup, you know, coming from 2-0 down, surely that made preparations very good for the week ahead too.
Well, it was a good way to sign off. You know, it was a young, youthful Derry side. They had one or two squad players in their starting 11, which is good. It was good for us. It was a good test for us, and it gives us a chance to get our feel for the Brandywell surface and an open game. So now we're delighted with the performance and the result.
Good stuff. And Kevin, you report on Stuart and you follow him up and down through the Irish League. First game tomorrow on the Brandywell, as I said, against Newry, and of course they're promoted. It could be a great start for Paddy's team, couldn't it?
Well, it's what you want. You know, hopefully it's a good crowd there too. Paddy knows himself. He knows Newry like the back of his hand now, because he's played them so many times last year. It's going to be difficult, but look, at the Brandywell, first home game, I'm putting no pressure on him, but I'm expecting 3 points. A bit like his centre-half, Kevin Boners, is the same to me this week. He's thinking the same, and that's the right attitude. They're at home, front day, hopefully a good crowd, big pitch, hopefully it's 3 points for Paddy.
We'll talk about Derry City in a while, and the Sligo game coming up this evening, but let's stay with it, Paddy, because it's exciting times ahead, because Stuart are back in the Premiership, as I said. They're on the Brandywell as their home team, and your under-20s are going to be playing every other Saturday that yous aren't there. And there's going to be big derby games now against the likes of Corain coming to Brandywell and stuff, so exciting times ahead.
It is. Playing in the Brandywell for Irish League, coming to Brandywell for the first time in, well, I think it's 47, 48 years, it's massive for the city as well as just Institute. So, you know, the more support the boys get, the better, because it definitely does lift the players on the pitch. And, you know, it's I think it's an all-local side, which is good. It's appealing to the local communities out there that, you know, they probably know every one of our players. So, you know, the more support we get, the better.
Well, I can't put Paddy on the spot, Kevin, about players and singling out his team, you know, and his staff. But who should we be looking out for? Who's going to make it for Stuart? Who's the playmakers? Who's the lethal force? Give us your synopsis on that.
Well, the spiny side's very good. Like Marty Geller, Nets done really well last year, was a keeper of the year. You then have Dean Curry and Kevin Boners, the two boys are in there. Then the midfield is where probably his best positions are, his best players on there. They keep the ball, Aaron Harkin and things like that. Then you've Mickey McCrudden, hopefully up front. He's signed Darren Henderson too, is another good addition. Look, he's enough players there, enough young players too, hungry to do well for Paddy and the club. And that's what you want. You want young players to do well, and that's what Paddy will be hoping for starting from tomorrow.
Well, you've heard it here, folks. You know, Institute are on the Brandywell, and if you're a football fan and you're doing nothing on a Saturday afternoon, indeed, if you're doing nothing on a Friday night, go to the Brandywell and watch Derry, and then watch Stuart on a Saturday. You know, they need local support, and it is all about finances. But tell you what, folks, there's some great football on show, both by Derry City and Institute, and sometimes it's a pleasure to go and watch. But let's flick back to last week. Kevin, I'm going to come back to you because of that hectic game. Now, I will say hectic because it opened hectically enough with Derry scoring early, and then the last 10 minutes were absolute crazy, you know, but a super one for Derry last week.
Massive one, and you were right about the hectic 10 minutes. I remember after the game, Lawrence Moore came up to PRO and says, look, Kenny's waiting to speak to us, to the media, and basically we said to Lawrence, we're still writing the penalty. That's how far we were behind. It was just a mental last 10 minutes. It was great. So you want, the Bulls was there, you had the Brandywell Roar back, and you got the 3 points, most and foremost, and that's what Kenny Seeds needed, to be honest with you.
Well, them 3 points, Paddy, came at a crucial stage, because some pass could have caught up on level points, but went ahead in goal difference, and now there's a 6 point gap in that position. But the nature of the one, you know, you're staring defeat in the face with a penalty with minutes to go, and you turn it around. It must feel like a super victory from a player's point of view and a manager's point of view.
I was at the game myself. Edmonton, I'll be fair, I think Pats were probably a better side in the second half. I think they created more openings and they probably dominated the play more than when Derry did. But when you've got all that going against you and you've got a penalty every 3 minutes ago going against you and you still turn it around and won the game, it's fantastic for not just for the result, obviously for the league table, but for morale around the team. And it does definitely lifts a lot of doom and gloom that may have been hanging around. And I'm sure the boys tonight can kind of wait to get started because they'll be on a high still from that last week.
Absolutely. And folks, just before we continue on, you know, we've a lot to get through in this programme this afternoon because, you know, there's been departures, there's been new signings, and of course, this is a big game. We've two games against Sligo the next 4 days, and one's a semi-final League Cup. So we need these 3 points tonight, so big games ahead. But what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to what the manager has had to say about everything this week and the game ahead. He's been talking to our man on the spot, Patrick Cook.
Well, Kenny, firstly, are you glad to get a new defender in and Kevin McHattie?
Yeah, well, we haven't got him in yet. It'll probably be next week before we can use him because we've just got him in now and the deadline for the game is getting the international clearance through, so it's not through yet and it may take a little bit more time.
Of course, looking ahead to the game tomorrow night, what is the injury news or the team news for the game?
The team news tomorrow night, Owen Toll is got a one game automatic to serve, so we're missing Owen Toll. There's injuries to Conor McDermott and Darren Cole still outstanding, and you know, and Nicky Lowe obviously is still long term. So we're patching the team up for tomorrow night to try and get a team on the pitch.
Of course, that international clearance would be a godsend if you did get it being two defenders down tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've struggled for left back for quite a while now, and it's meant that we've, you know, since we lost Dean Jarvis and then we put Ben in there, but Ben's not a natural left back, Ben Doherty, and then we've had to ship it around where Conor McDermott goes in, and we've got a natural left back now, which is great news for the club and for us as well.
Looking ahead to the game, Sligo haven't been an easy team to play this year.
We lost the first game, if you remember,
yep,
when we were just started. So it's 2-1 to them in that aspect. And now we've got a league game and a cup game. And they're very, very good. I've watched them. And they play a counter-attack game and they suck you in. And they attack with conviction on the turnover. And they've done us here. They beat us 2-0 and we weren't right, and I'm hoping that we can be in a better shape to address that now.
Of course, as you say, they beat us up here. They are a team that do play well on their travels. You know, maybe the last time out lost in Debray, but that's sort of maybe just a wee blip on them because they're normally good on their travels, not so good at home.
Everybody seems to be losing Debray down there, but they've travelled and they beat Bohemians 3-0. They travelled and drew 2-2 with Waterford, who had a 100% home record up until that. You know, they have a lot of good things about them, but we have a lot of good things as well. So we got to look at ourselves and see how we can hurt them. It can't be just about stopping Sligo, because Sligo have a strong team. They brought in a Canadian international, and they've got lots of quality on their side. They've got pace on the sides. But we've got good players too, and we can't overlook that.
Of course, 3 points are a must for you tomorrow night, Kenny, on the chase for that European spot.
Yeah, 3 points are. It's imperative that we get a victory, but Sligo are also in need of a victory. So that's what the league's all about. The 10-team league has become really, really competitive, and that's one plus that has brought about the smaller league.
Of course, coming now to the end of the season, a few players out of contract. One in particular is Jared Doherty. Have you sat down with Jared or anything?
Jared's over. I think we've got Jared over the line. I'm almost sure we have. And we're looking to try and make sure Jared sees that we rate him so highly. He's so important to the team. He's the captain of the club. And it's fantastic that we're going to get him extended, his contract. But there's others as well.
Good man, Patrick. That's our man, Patrick Cook, talking to the gaffer, Kenny Shields. And, of course, he's looking forward to tonight's game against the Biddle Red. But, Kevin, let's go back to the story that the Derry Journal and yourself, you broke yesterday, really? about our centre forward Rory Patterson's departure off the Crusaders. Tell the listeners, give them more on that.
It sort of happened all very quickly. Like, you know, Rory wasn't involved yesterday at training. And sometimes you put two and two together and you come up with 22, but sometimes it comes up before, and yesterday it came up before, and just had a bit of checking out what was happening. Next thing I knew, I heard he was in Ballymena on his way up straight to the Crusaders to sign, and I knew they wanted it done and dusted before the European tie last night. That's how much Stephen Baxter wanted him. He wasn't even worried about his European tie. He wanted Rory Patterson signed and ready for Monday night. Their campaign starts off at Ards on Monday night, and I'll expect Rory Patterson to start for Crusaders on Monday night. I will not be one bit shocked if he scores a couple of goals for Crusaders on Monday night, because as we all know, he has a goal scorer, no doubt about it.
Well, certainly is that, Kevin, because he came off the bench there last week, and well, it has ended up being his parting gift. He said he scored in the winner in the last minute of open or normal play, I should say. And, you know, Paddy, have Derry lost a good seasoned player, and have Cruise done a good bit of business, or what way do you see it?
I think they definitely lost a proven goal scorer, which I'm sort of looking now, going, who's going to score the goals from now? You know, there's no out and out strikers going to bang on 20 goals a season, which you were getting me, Rory. You know, he mightn't be in everybody's cup of tea, let's be honest. You know, it's no secret, but you know, he was proven every year that he was a goal scorer. I think Cruise have definitely got himself in the Irish League. Somebody will score 25 to 30 goals from next year, which is brilliant business for them. But it's as Kev says, it came out of nowhere. You know, we heard the rumours it a couple of days ago, but thought it was nonsense. There was no way that Derry City would let one of their key figures and top goal scorers leave the club at this stage of the season. But it obviously has happened, and it's happened rapidly. So, you know, it's surprising. Definitely is surprising.
Well, Kevin, this won't stop any of the rumours that are flying around, you know, about extracurricular things going on and people. I mean, I keep saying this, but social media absolutely crucifying people. And the stories are out there, but, you know, Roy's coming and he's lit up the Brandywell with his pace and his scoring ability. I mean, he's starting to prove himself. It looked like Patterson was relegated to the bench and coming on like a Ole Gunnar Solskjaer type. And, you know, Paddy's just alluded to it. He lost his rapport with the crowd. There, you know, all these antics. When he scored the winner the other day, he had to be restrained by Gavin Pearce. I don't know if anybody's seen that, but Gavin Pearce went over to him, and the pro that he was kind of saying to him, settle yourself down here. And, I mean, did it all just come to a head then?
That's what it seems like, you know, just a case of Rory wanted out of there. He's got a decent deal up at Crusaders, playing first team football, playing for, at the end of the day, probably the best side in the Irish League, the champions. They've went full time. It's a big appealing for Rory Patterson to do that. If I was Rory Patterson, I would say I wanted. Would Derry City have given him a new contract at the end of the season? I doubt it very much so. So it's a case from Patterson's point of view, let me out now. I've got a year's deal up with the champions and Crusaders, and the season starts up there. And as Paddy alluded to earlier, I'll not be shocked if he scores 20-25 goals.
And as the media battle for exclusives, we'll talk about Gary Ferry from the Derry Newsbreak and the McHattie signing. And of course, Drive 105, the Match Night Live team, broke an exclusive yesterday too with Jared Doherty signing another year's extension to his contract, Paddy. And you know, you have to say that's good business for Derry.
That's great news for Derry. I think Jared's proved himself over the last 8 or 9 years that he's probably the best keeper in the league. He's a captain of the club as well, so he's highly respected within the ranks. So to get him tied down for another year at least, no, it's good business, especially on the back of Patterson leaving. You know, they've lost one senior player, but they've tied down another. So, you know, it's good work by Kenny and the club, getting some good news on the back of probably some bad news.
Well, there you are, folks. We have signed Jared Doherty for another year, our club captain, and you know, he leads from the back type of thing, loads of experience. We've lost Rory Patterson. Thank you, Rory, for your couple of seasons in and out of service, and of course your parting gift, as I just said there, your the winning goal against St Pat's last week in the Brandywell. Thanks very much for your contribution. So the next contribution to the show is coming from our man in Dublin, James O'Toole. He's going to do a league roundup about all the other grounds and what else is happening around the Airtricity League.
Thanks very much, Derek. First off tonight, we must commiserate with Dundalk after they failed to progress to the third qualifying round of the Europa League last night. Despite a valiant effort by Stephen Kenny's men, AEK Larnaca were just too good. Next up, though, we must congratulate the FAI for creating an environment that sees them having to set up a fund to help clubs who find themselves not being able to pay their players' wages. If licensing was truly working, of course, this fund would not need to be set up at all. Anyway, moving on, and we start tonight with the Munster Derby as Waterford welcome Cork City to the RSC. The hosts lost ground on Cork last week with a surprise loss away to Limerick. And that loss also gave the chasing pack a glimmer of hope of catching the Blues in third. Cork, on the other hand, eased past an out-of-sorts Bray to take control at the top, albeit for just 48 hours. But John Caulfield's men know they must do the same again tonight, as they need to make the most of Dundalk's European run. And another good win ahead of that game versus Rosenberg next Thursday will see them in flying form. Next up is the game between St. Pat's and Bray in Inchicore. Both sides lost out last week, and in fairness, St. Pat's were very unlucky not to come away from the Brandywell with at least a point. That game changing on a missed penalty from Killian Brennan, which allowed Rory Patterson to find the net and give all 3 points to City. Bray, as I've already mentioned, were easily brushed aside by Cork in the Carlisle grounds. There were some good news for the Wicklow outfit with Niall O'Driscoll taking over the running of the club with immediate effect. This may give stability to the club needs to secure the Premier Division status. But with that stability, I still expect St. Pat's to win this one. And finally tonight, it's a game between two sides who desperately need wins, Bohemians and Limerick. A win for Bohs could see them sit a little bit more comfortable in the table, 7 points above that playoff place. But a win for Limerick will see them go ahead of Sligo in 8th and within 1 point of their hopes in 7th. Bohs' home form hasn't been the best this season, but their fans have stuck by them. But you get that feeling a loss tonight might see that turn, and Keith Long's men may well be under pressure. Well, that's your lot from me this week, so it's back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much indeed, James, for that roundup, as always. Well, stay tuned, folks, because later on in the show, not too far away, we have an interview with our new signing, Kevin McCarty, and he gives us a brief highlights of his career to date. So it's that time of the show where I'm going to head to Ref Watch, and tonight's referee in the Brandywell is Tomás Connolly. Now, Tomás is one of the senior boys at 46. He started refereeing in 2002. And he made his debut in the Premier League, in the League of Ireland, 10 years ago. So he is one of the senior boys. This is a 13th league game tonight. And he's ref Derry twice. He refereed the 6-1 drubbing to Shamrock Rovers down there. And a few weeks ago, the 2-0 home win over Bray. He's dished out 42 yellows and 2 reds in the season to date. But he hasn't cautioned or sent off any of the Derry players, thank God. I mean, Sligo will be wondering because this is the fifth time. I think it's the third time in a row he's refereed Sligo, and he's only seen them one once with 4 defeats. So not a lucky referee to Sligo, so they'll be gurring through gritted teeth. So let's go back and join the boys here, Paddy and Kevin. And, you know, let's talk about the game tonight, Kevin. Fifth against eighth. Sligo weren't on a great run, but the last time, you know, Jared Little said one of the best performances Sligo had this season was up in Derry, where they held the ball, they attacked well, and they broke Derry down easily enough. But, you know, these positions don't really mean much when Derry's playing Sligo, do they?
No, they don't. The last game, as you say, up at the Brandywell, Reece McCabe ran the show, and that's where Derry will have to stop him. If he can stop Reece McCabe, you have a chance. They also had Ali Roy that night too, run them behind. It's a different option now. Derry have that option of Ali Roy run them behind the Sligo back line. But look, it's going to be a difficult night for Derry. You know, Sligo, I seen the highlights, more highlights than what RTA just had recorded the game against Shamrock Rovers last week. And to be honest with you, they had a lot of chances against Shamrock Rovers. They were fair. 2-0 was a wee bit harsh on them. Like, so I think, to be fair, Kenny has seen that game too, and he's sort of saying at these players that, you know, they lost 2-0, but it wasn't a 2-0 drubbing. So look, it's going to be difficult, but I think if Derry can keep Reece McCabe under wraps, then they have a great chance this evening.
See, we're going back here, Paddy. I mean, I know people don't look back at history and stuff like that, but the last 30 times Derry have met Sligo in the league, I think we're going back to 2006, so you're going back 12 seasons or so. It's only 9 wins for Derry and 9 draws, you know, and Sligo have the upper hand. So it seems to be, I mean, if you believe in bogey teams or whatever, but these are tight competitive matches. And then there's the Derry-Sligo factor. You know, you have the Kevin Deary, the Patrick McLean. Oh, Seamus Sharkey suspended. And then you have Gavin Pearce and, as Kevin just said, Ali Roy back against their old club. So I mean, do players look onto that and have wee battles and think, I want to put one over my own team?
Aye, any player going to play against their former colleagues and their former, especially their former manager, you want to go out and prove a point, and you want to go out and prove that, you know, maybe they shouldn't have been let go, or they should have made more of an effort to keep them on board. But as you say about the stats over the last 30 games, when you do think back at there, they have struggled against Sligo for one reason or another. I don't even think it's because Sligo were ever a great side. You know, they won a league a couple of years there. They were decent for a few seasons, but you know, it does seem to be like a bogey side done. But you know, Sligo's, they are hovering very close to the relegation zone, and every game now, I'm sure Dierzo, you know, Dierzo's like he's passionate about what he does, and Jared Little as well. They'll be looking at that, and they'll be trying to fire them up as best they can, especially coming to Brandywell. They'll want to go out and get a result, because they want to start pulling away from this relegation zone that they're hovering. We've got too close for comfort at the moment.
Well, they are indeed, Paddy. It's they're 2 points ahead of Limerick in ninth spot, although they have a game in hand, but as we all know, game in hand isn't 3 points. They signed David Colley, Kevin, the 2020, but they've lost Morgan, and they've lost Ali Roy, the Derry. So, I mean, can you see them struggling, or, you know, I mean, what way do you see this going?
No, well, McAleer too's a wee threat with the pace of him getting down the sides. And also, look, they're a decent side. As Paddy says, they need to start getting results and move away from Limerick, because they are just too close for comfort. I think, to be honest with you, Bray's gone, so then it's a case of the two of them fighting it out, Limerick and Sligo, to see who's going to be in that playoff spot. And you don't want him in that playoff spot, no matter who you are. Like, when you're down there, it means that you're not in good form. You're going to then facing a side in the first of it, and it's coming up with good form. So if you're Sligo, you want to get points on the board, and what better place to get it than the Brandywell this evening? They'll be thinking themselves.
Well, I'm going to flick back now into the archives very briefly, because the show's a wee bit extended, because we're going to listen to Kevin McCarty talk to us in a wee moment or two. But we're only going back to 2011, May 2011, and Derry defeated Drogheda by 2-0. And the reason I plucked that out is because the first goal came in the 23rd minute, and it came from the boot of Kevin Deary, of course, with Sligo now in the coaching role. And Derry held the lead, but they were under pressure for most of the game, because Drogheda were fighting it out, looking for a draw. And it wasn't until the 97th minute, that's right, the 97th minute, Eamon Saeed made it 2-0 at the back post from close range. So, and the team that night was Gerard Doherty, Big Stuart Grecian, Danny Lafferty, Eddie McCallion, Shane McAleeney, Kevin Deary, Rory Higgins, Patrick McAleeney, James McLean, Gareth McLean, and Eamon Saeed. What a team that was, boys and girls, eh? So, back to tonight. Paddy, you know, when the manager sends them out tonight in the league game, and he's looking, does he look ahead to the semi-final that's happening on Monday night, or is that totally out of his mind, or does he think, you know, semi-final and a cup, I can get to a final? Or does he want the 3 points badly to try and catch Waterford, because only 5 points off them? What's his mindset like tonight?
It probably is. They'll tell you they're concentrating on their next game, but I've no doubt they'll have an eye on Monday night. Anybody carrying any knocks or anybody close to a suspension, they'll be very cautious with them going tonight, if it means sitting them out and just trust the rest of the boys to be able to go and do the business and get points on the board. But you know, it's the European places as a big one. You know, it's, you've seen all the clubs going for these European places, because they know how financially, you know, the bonuses that comes with it. So you're not wanting to sacrifice points tonight because you've got an eye in a League Cup final, but you know, it is a great opportunity to get silverware. So it's one of them ones. It depends what Kenny's looking for. Is he looking for a trophy, or is he thinking towards next season, going for bonus money for Europe?
Well, fair enough. You know, and as promised, folks, we've moved onto that slot in the show now where we're going to have a wee listen to our new signing, Kevin McCarty. And of course, that was Derry News' Gary Ferry that broke that story. So, but our man, Patrick Hook, wouldn't be outdone until they caught up with him and had an interview. So sit back now and listen to what our new signing has had to say.
Well, firstly, Kevin, welcome to Derry City. A wee bit about yourself and your career so far.
Well, I started off at Dunfermline, aged 8. And played there for, I think it was 10 years, and then I moved on to Hearts. Came to the, played 19s there, went into the first team when they had, obviously they went into administration and stuff, so we saw the young boys got chucked in, and then obviously I played, I'm trying to think, I think I played 90 odd, close to 100 games for them, yep, in the Premier League, and then won a championship with them as well. After that I went to Kilmarnock. I was there for a season, played 25 games. And then I moved to Raith Rovers, which is my kind of hometown team. I was there for 2 years.
Of course, you see, you won a championship. What was it like running the championship, being up there, being champions of Scotland? What was it like that for an experience for a young lad like yourself?
Oh, it was incredible. I told us. It was maybe 20, 21. I had Hibs and Rangers in the league, so it was a very tough league to win. And the team I had then done brilliant, and it was a great feeling, obviously, to win the league and things like that. So that was good. I enjoyed my time at Hearts. The 5 years I was there, I loved it. I made some good friends. Friends will probably be friends with for life, so that was great.
Of course, what do you know about the League of Ireland and Derry City?
Not very much, to be honest. I was speaking to Ali Roy. I've known Ali, I was at Hearts with him, so I spoke to him, and I came over on Tuesday night, and he's kind of showed me around the place. It looks good. Place, Derry City, it looks nice, so stadium looks brilliant, club looks really good shape, so now I'm happy to be here. Looking forward to getting started.
What do you think you can bring to Derry City as a player over the next few weeks? Very hectic schedule coming up, a lot of games. Mm-hmm. What do you think you can add to the Derry City squad?
Well, I'm still younger. I'm 25, so I think I've got obviously a bit of experience. And obviously I play left back, so I like to get forward. I'm attacking full back, put crosses in the box for the strikers, and obviously if I need to defend, I'll defend. Like to pass the ball. Yeah. Like to pass the ball. So now I'm looking forward to getting started and getting out on the pitch and seeing the players off.
Can you play in any other positions around the pitch? Is it just defence, or are you comfortable in other positions?
I've played centre half a few times, left centre half. Before I came here, I was at Raith, I was doing pre season with them. I was playing left midfield, so I can play anywhere really up the left hand side. Was centre mid when I was very young, kind of 16-ish, so that's good to obviously play a few positions, give some more versatility, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Of course, you spoke to Kenny Shields. What did he say to you to sell the club to you?
Well, he phoned me up on, what was it, Tuesday morning. I think he's just enthusiastic. He was straight to the point. He wanted to get me over as soon as he can, so that was a good thing for me. Obviously he wanted me here, so yeah, that kind of sold it in itself. And obviously I spoke to Ali about it, and he says it's a good club, great club. So
of course Kenny Shields himself managed in Scotland. You must know a wee bit about him and the way he plays his games.
Aye, of course, obviously old school manager, which is something that sometimes need. Which is good for me. Obviously keeps you on your toes, keeps everyone kind of game on their mind and things like that. So, as I say, I'm looking forward to getting started, and obviously, hopefully he can teach me a few things as well. So that'll be a good kind of learning curve as well.
What's the length of contract? Is it to the end of the season, or is it?
It's just the end of the season. Obviously, just I was injured for, I'm trying to think, two, I had a bit of injury problems the last two seasons, yeah. So I'm over them now. So
what was the injuries?
It was like a double hernia, but it was complicated. So I got that sorted, and I'm back fit now. I've done a full pre-season with Raith Rovers, so I'm ready to go.
Thanks to Kevin McCaddy, our new signing, for talking to us, and of course our main man on the spot, Patrick Cook, as always, right there with his finger on the pulse at all times with Derry City, with breaking stuff. Good man, Patrick. Kevin, over to you now. Derry need a left back, and they've acquired a boy with experience, so I mean, it's going to fill that gap that Jack Doyle has left.
That's exactly it. You know, Kenny's tried to change it around, be playing free at the back, then playing Ben Fisk as a wing back. He had Conor McDermott as a wing back. He's just trying to find that, so hopefully Kevin can do it this evening and slot in there. I think he got his clearance all sorted, so he's all ready to go, I think, this evening. So no pressure on you, but you have to just do it straight away. You only a couple of matches, and then that's him finished.
Okay, so it's that time of the show, folks, where we have to wrap it up, because time has caught up with us. And I'm going to stay with you, Kevin, because we always do predictions at this end. And you just hit the nail on the head last week, so give us your prediction tonight in the Brandywell.
I'm going for the same scoreline, 2-1 Derry, as I said last week, 2-1 Derry, and I'm going for another 2-1 Derry this evening.
Okay, and over to you, Paddy.
I'll go to each tonight. I think it'll be goals. I think I've predicted there. He won the last couple of times I was on, and they end up getting dropping points. So I'll say I'll drop points tonight, hoping that they go and get a result. So I'll go to each.
Ah, good man, Paddy. You're always on the positive side. So that's it from my guests, Paddy McLaughlin and Kevin McLaughlin, not connected, of course, and your host, Dermot Liddy, signing off. A big thanks to all the listeners out there. We want to wish Paddy McLaughlin and Brian Dunnegy and Conleth McCrunan, everybody connected with Institute, all the best for the season. You have every Derry City fan's best wishes. I have no doubt in that. So that's it, folks. Thanks for listening. And tune in again next week for another show.